In Press TV News in Brief, vote counting is underway in Iran after polls close in parliamentary and assembly of experts elections. Head of Iran's election commission says voter turnout was very high. Over 4,800 candidates sought parliamentary seats and 159 candidates vied for the assembly of experts. The United Nations Security Council unanimously approves a U.S.-Russia drafted resolution endorsing the cessation of hostilities, which has come into effect in Syria. And during the session, U.N. Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, set March 7th as the date for the resumption of Syria peace talks. Syrian Ambassador to the U.N. Bashar Jafari has called on the West and its allies in the region to end backing terrorist groups in the war-torn country. During a UN Security Council meeting, Jafari warned that Syria has a right to respond if the truce fails to implement. Russia's foreign ministers called for a so-called US-led coalition to stop attempting to play tricks in its military campaign in the Middle East. Sergei Lavrov also slammed Washington for stepping up anti-Syrian government rhetoric. He made the remarks at a press conference in Moscow. Bahraini anti-regime protesters have staged a nationwide rally calling for the downfall of the ruling Al-Khalifa family. The demonstrators also renewed calls for the release of detained political activists. Manama has suppressed dissent since the beginning of a popular uprising in 2011. Cameroonian and Nigerian forces have killed more than 90 Boko Haram Takfiri terrorists in a joint military operation in a Nigerian village of Kumshi. Two Cameroonian soldiers were also killed in the fighting. Operation led to the freedom of hundreds of besieged villagers. A shooting in the U.S. state of Washington has left five people dead. The incident took place when a gunman killed four people in a home near Belfair before turning the gun on himself. The assailant had called authorities to say that he had shot and killed his family. Newly elected FIFA president Gianni Infantino has pledged to implement reforms and restore the image and reputation of soccer's world body. And he was elected as the new FIFA president after defeating his main Bahraini rival, Sheikh Salman bin Ibrahim Al-Khalifa, on Friday. Infantino replaces Sepp Blatter, who resigned last year.